Good morning.
Good morning.
Today I will be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. May God add a blessing to the reading of this word.
No way in the world. But that brings back some of the old memories. But it just goes to show you as well as how far we have come. You come to understand things a lot better when you know you have God is for us, then who can be against us? That is the main thing, and this is what I want to bring out today. There were some other things that I would like to have shown. Holy Land Journey, and this would have shown you. I said you think of the Holy Lands, and really, if you haven't been there, you get a kind of false impression. You think about when you read the Bible, it explains, you know, this city, that city. But to see it today, to see it today, and there are some things that are preserved just like it was when Christ was here. You see the sheep, you see all of this, and then you can really identify what happened in the setting. You know, get a setting, the background and stuff, and it helps you understand it a whole lot better. But unfortunately, we thank God for our spacious and beautiful church, and we thank God for our technicians and everything that they have done, but they can't play this. They can't play this. I said, what? Really? This would have enabled you to see some of the things that you read about. It's there. You know, it's there. Picture is worth how many words? So they say. Well, it's there. And I thank God that I've been able to go there and visit many of these shrines, as we call them shrines, that's in the Holy Land. And up in Galilee and up in Capernaum and down the Jordan River. I even brought back a couple of bottles of water out of the Jordan River. I want to keep it, make sure. Say, I got some bottles of water from the Jordan River sitting on my dresser at home. Boy, water. Think about John the Baptist. Think about Jesus Christ. You think about all of them. Baptized in that Jordan River that runs from the Sea of Galilee down to the Dead Sea. And you can travel all that. And this would have shown us all of this. But we'll just have to forego that. And before I really get on into the message, I just have to say this concerning the adversary. Boy, did he try to keep me from doing this. I tell you, I looked for that CD last night. I couldn't find it, and I knew I had it, and I put it, and I couldn't find where I put it. Other material that I put together, I had a problem with it. And this morning, you know, we usually get here, what, about 9 o'clock in school? I didn't get here till about a quarter after 10 this morning. Why? Seemed like there's something just keep coming up that said, no, you're not going to make it. you're not going to get there on time. You got to get there and give Doug the CD and everything to play. And then when I got here, well, you see, he couldn't play this. But in any event, again, that was a kick in the backside. We can't play this. Now, what am I going to do now? God will provide. See, you remember that? And what he says, and now look around here. Where is everybody? Where two or three are assembled in my name, what? There am I in the midst of them, right? All right, everything's going to be all right. Remember that song? Everything's going to be all right. That's what my father told me. Everything is going to be all right. Yes, that's what it's going to be. Why Christmas? Why? Why do we observe, or churches observe, Christmas? Is it important?
Thank you.
What? You going to do it? She said you couldn't do it. Well, any event, well, we shall see. But why Christmas? The New Testament gives no date or year of Jesus' birth. Do you realize that? It gives no date or year of Jesus' birth. The year Jesus' birth was determined by Dionysius Aegeus. I'll spell it for you. Dionysius, if that'll help you. And Exiguus. It was determined by him, a Scythian monk, abbot of the Roman monastery. Be determined. Christmas. And the things that I have studied about it as well. The Saturnalia, maybe you heard about that. It was a pagan celebration of the what? The birth of the sun, the new birth of the sun. The shortest day of the year, the longest day, and it starts around December 21st, somewhere in there. And so, you talking about celebrating just like we played those two? Oh, Merry Christmas, baby, and buying all those presents, and I got you a ring and all of that. Well, during that particular time, the Saturnalia, and they were celebrating, and they were having a get-down time, as we would call it. They really are celebrated. But when Christ came and Christianity came in, the people, they enjoyed this so much that it was very difficult for them to give it up. Say, we're having a ball. Why are we going to stop this? We go out and we stay out all night and we have fun and we dance and we do our thing. Why we want to quit? But revelry and things that they were doing, well, they did other things too. We won't mention that. But in any event, why do we want to give this up? Well, they didn't. And so the Catholic Church figured, well, we need some more money here. We have to do something about these people so they'll come in here and there'll be more people in here in our church and we'll Christianize them, so to speak. And so that's the way it started. Joseph A. Fritzmeyer, professor emeritus of Biblical Studies of the Catholic University of America, member of the Pontifical Bible Biblical Commission. You know, he's got big titles, you know. It sounds impressive, isn't it? And former president of the Catholic Bible Association. See, it keeps going on and on. Writing in the Catholic Church's official commentary of the New Testament, writes about the date of Jesus' birth. Through the year of Jesus' birth is not reckoned with certainty, the birth did not occur in AD 1. Now, what does that mean to you? Probably nothing. Well, you know, I'm telling like it is. And you laugh because it didn't. Nah, AD 1. All right. Christians supposed to have had its starting point, okay, had its starting point in the year of Jesus' birth. In other words, the new year. That's when we start time, now AD, Jesus Christ, from the time, after the time he was born. And so, Now, the thing is, we give gifts, get a lot of gifts, and everybody else, have you got your gifts yet? By the way, y'all done your Christmas shopping? Y'all haven't done your Christmas shopping yet? Don't wait too long now. Everything will be gone. You won't be able to get a good gift. But in any event, giving of gifts. What was the greatest gift ever given? You know what it is. The Messiah. The greatest gift ever given. Does it matter when Jesus was born? Seeming as we do not know the day. No one knows the day nor the hour. No one knows when he was born. But they have a number of dates that they throw out and say, well, it could have been. It could have been this, it could have been that. But I'm here to tell you, and really is what I'm here to say, is that it doesn't matter when he was born. He was born. He did come. And that tape that I had would have shown you a great deal about it. Word, the things that I couldn't put in words that you could have seen. But God's word will tell us what we truly need to know. And so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to get into that. Does it matter when Jesus was born? During this season of Advent, most Christian churches are in a countdown. Most Christian churches, to celebrate, to the celebration of Jesus' birthday at Christmas. During this time of year, we sometimes hear discussions concerning whether December the 25th is the right day to celebrate Jesus' birth, or even if it is appropriate, and you remember this, to do it at all. Yeah. The greatest gift that's ever been. Birth of Jesus Christ. Trying to figure out the exact year, month, and day of Christ's birth is not new. Theologians have been at it for almost, get this, 2,000 years. And so I'm going to stop there, because what I want to do now is to talk about the birth of Jesus Christ and why it is so important and why. You know, he said he left, but he's going to return again. The birth of Jesus Christ, why is it important? Luke 2:18. I think I can operate this. Luke 2:18. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Luke 2:18. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock by night. Which one? Forward. It's not working. Oh, here we are. An angel, not pay particular attention to what it says. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. That's key. They were terrified. Here you are, you shepherds, you've been watching these sheep who knows how long, years, weeks, months, whatever. And now here is this being appear, probably bright and brilliant. It doesn't say that, but we read accounts of some of angels like that. An angel of the Lord, he is a special angel. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Can you imagine the glory of the Lord? This was something that they have never seen before. What is it? Come on, help me out now. Oh, yeah. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. See, they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all. Key words, watch it. All. What? All people. They were terrified, but it would be for all people. What happened here? Back it up. I haven't had this much. But the angel of the Lord said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Now, verse 11. Can you move? Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ. I want you to watch this keyword. He is Christ the Lord. He is. Sometimes we read the scriptures, we just read right over them and we don't really, catch what it's really saying to us. He is Christ the Lord. Well, what does that mean to the shepherds? Think about it. What does it mean to them? He is Christ the Lord. Well, who is he? He's Christ the Lord. He is the promised one. Evidently, this isn't working for me, Doug. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. What does that mean to you? Today, you read through the scriptures and you find that there's someone coming, someone coming. John the Baptist came and said and told me, I'm not the one, but there's one after me of whose shoes I'm not able to, worthy to lace. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. What? Back forward? Ah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. Y'all bear with me. I haven't had this much trouble. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts. Now, I told you to watch your words. Remember, there was one angel. One, it says, one. And they were terrified. But now look what happened. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel. Okay, he was there first, but look what happened. A whole flock, if I may say it, a whole group, appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of whom his favor rests. And that includes everyone. Everyone. Why is Christmas, as we say, important? The birth of Christ is the most important thing that happened. We have life because he did what? He gave his life that we may live. He came that we may have life and that we may have it what? More abundantly. Hey, all right. You're there. That we may have it more abundantly. And that is absolutely fantastic. That is great. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So why Christmas? We don't know the day of his birth, but we do know that he was born, and we do know that he lived, and we do know that he died, and we do know that he rose again, and that he is alive, and that he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again. And he's coming for what? Us. I go away to prepare a place for you. And when I return, I'm going to take you with me. And you will always be with me. Amen. This is why this season is so important. It is so important. God gave his only son that we may have life. Why? Because we screwed up. We did, didn't we? Yeah. And we're still screwing up. But the love of God shed abroad, we are to do this. And the other thing he tells us to do is what? Now, I have told you this, and I have inspired you to understand this. Now, I want you to go. Go and make disciples. In other words, you are going to convey to others what I have told you, what I have shown you, that you've come to understand this. Yes, we give God the glory and give God the grace, for God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. And thank God. Thank God, thank God. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, after the angel, not the host, there was one, but you see there's a host. Now it says, when the angels, see, there was a bunch of them at the second part. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another. Now they began getting a picture. Now they were fearful at first, but hey, you know, this is new. The shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Hey, what would you have done? Excuse me. So they were excited. They were afraid. They thought they were going to die, and so to speak, when that angel showed up and all this happened. And that, wow, they were afraid. That tells you that. And now here's a host of angels. There was only one at first. A host of angels. And they said, well, you know, it was impressive. We're going to go to Bethlehem and we're going to find out what's going on. So they went to Bethlehem. So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in the manger. And what do you think that did to them? Here we are out here watching these sheep doing nothing. And then all of a sudden we almost scared out of our mind, an angel show up. And then a whole host of angels. And they tell us these things. And we come here and this is what we find. Wow. This is amazing. And so they find the babe in the manger. When they had seen him, now notice what they do. And then what are we told to do? What are we told to do? We are told to go, what? Make disciples. Make disciples. And what did they do? When they had seen him, they spread the word. Are you spreading your word? Now we come and we sit and we listen. But when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. What have been told, what you've been told about this man. He was a child then, but this man, because they were expecting him to come, and he's here. Excuse me. But what have you told anyone about this man, the Savior of the world? What? But you see, here's what you're supposed to do. And that's what Christ said that we are to do, to go out and make disciples to make disciples. When they saw all of this, they were energized. They went and they spread the word. Now, some shepherds. Are you guys more than shepherds? Are we more than shepherds? Or what are we doing? But we're not doing too much with the gift that we have been given and the charge that we have been told to do. Sad to say, it's true. We don't do as much as we could do. Excuse me. Like I said, the adversary is still at work. And all who heard it, it's just a little bit, sometimes when you read the word, you really don't grasp the meaning of it and the significance of it. This has not been, very much, but look what it says. And all who heard it, what would happen if they hadn't gotten up and gone as they were told to go? Now, they were told to go. The angels told them, go to Bethlehem. They went. You're told to go. Yeah, make disciples. Where have you gone? Remember what the pastor said? What's that? Make one. Teach one. Where's your one? Huh? Where's your one? Have you started yet? You haven't started? One. The scripture tells you to go. Christ said go. Here it is, it told the shepherds to go. They went and they spread the word. Where's your one? One. Yeah. We're all guilty, aren't we? Yeah. We got to do better. Because God does what? He knows the heart. He knows what you can do and what you cannot do, because what does he say? Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. So when you go, as I tell you to go, I am with you as you go. But you don't go. Think about self and think inwardly. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They'll be amazed at what you have to say. But you're looking, they don't believe me anyway. They're not going to do anything anyway. Look at what's going on. That's besides the point. You're supposed to do what God tells you to do, and he'll take care of the rest. He'll take care of the rest. But Mary, now here's something you think about. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She had just given birth to this child. But you know, she was told by what? An angel, we'll say 9 months ago, that she was going to have this child. And who he was going to be, or who he is to be. And now she says, this has happened, really, it happened. And she pondered this in her heart. She thought on it. She dwelt on it. It has come to pass. You think that drew her closer to God? Not that she wasn't already close, because God said she was. But you think that was a relationship that was unbreakable. She understood that. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, the shepherds are not through yet. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You follow the story. Just as they had been told. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. Now we are told to go. All right? Going back to that again. And they returned to God and praised God and glorified God, just like the disciples, remember? He sent them out, and they went out. Another example. You go. They went out. They laid hands on the sick. They were healed. They cast out demons. My point is here, and is this, that do we believe God? Do we obey God? Do we trust in God? Why don't we do these things? Then we sit around and we say, well, there's nothing happening. There's no healing. There's no this. There's no that. You ain't doing nothing. That, I'll put it in that old country boy way. You ain't doing nothing. You trust God. And you know what it says? If you love me, you will do what I say. If you love me, you will obey me and do what I say. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. God is not going to lead us astray. What God wants us to do is for our own benefit and for our own good. Amen? Amen. And we trust in him. And he said he will never leave us, never forsake us. He is there for us. Who is Jesus? Well, everybody answer, who is Jesus? The promised Messiah, that's who he is. Told Moses about, there's going to be a man. The promised Messiah. The Son of God is who he is. The Son of God. Why is this important, people? He came to take away sin. Because we all have sin. You remember that scripture? He came to take away sin. As the scriptures teach us, all have sin. There is none righteous. No, not one. None of us. None. So who is this Jesus? We need him. Most assuredly. There's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:10. There is none righteous, no, not one. Jesus died that we may what? We may live. Remember the old covenant in the Old Testament? It was animal sacrifice. If you committed a transgression, you had to go to the priest and you had to offer an offering, an animal sacrifice to be purged of your sins. But what? Animals could not take away sin. So we needed a sacrifice, and that would be our Savior, Jesus Christ, who takes away what? Not just yours, but the sins of the entire world. So the animal sacrifices, the scripture says, God doesn't want animal sacrifices. You find that in Hebrews 10. You don't want animal sacrifices. What good are they? And so Christ came that we may have life, that we may live and take away our sins. It's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. So therefore, we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who have purged us from our sins. And we give him the glory. So these days, around Christmas time, when people are going out buying presents and gifts and so forth, well, you know, at least you have a desire to share. So you are sharing things with others. And even as God gave his son. But the main thing is, brothers and sisters, it's not this celebration of Christmas and we don't know the day in which Christ was born. The important thing is that he is our Savior. He did come. He did shed his blood. He came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. He is God Almighty. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again, and we shall be with him. And there's one more thing I would like to say before closing. Our president, Mr. Trump, now... Mr. Trump, doing the best he can under the circumstances. Now, this is one reason, another reason why I would like to have played that tape. It would show you something that things are going to happen. Jerusalem is the capital. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem of Israel. Go back through the Bible and you'll find Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Mount Moriah, Jerusalem. Then a war came and the Muslims conquered it, and they have the Dome of the Rock there. You see it? That big gold dome. Holy days, seasons, and all. Maybe Mrs. Reed is telling me. People from all around the world, all around the world, go to Jerusalem. And they'd be marching all over the place. The holy days. However, the Dome of the Rock sits where? It sits where the temple of God used to sit. Now, you think the Muslims are going to sit still and let them remove that? They're going to be coming and claiming Jerusalem without a fight? The Muslims, that you show the pictures of them, they're up there celebrating their God, and they're doing all kinds of things up there. And they have some kind of agreement that they do that. Now, if you're going to change that, there are going to be some problems. There are going to be some serious problems. When we go through the scripture, we find out Jerusalem, as Christ did what? He came to Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that killed the prophets, and Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and is not through yet. When he returned, where is he coming to? Descend to Jerusalem. That's where he's coming. Oh, yes. And so, we have something to look forward to, and it's not going to be pleasant. If they try to put that, make that capital there, and I just think about it, but I think about it as I read the scriptures, and I know what has happened over the years, over 2,000 years ago. The Romans was there, and they came out, they destroyed the temple and everything, and you see the ruins would have been in that picture, and all of that, you're still there. It's still there. And that's going to be changed. But in any event, I hope this was helpful at Christmas, why we celebrate Christmas. We really don't know the day of Christ when Christ was born, but that's not important. The most important thing is what? That he was born, that he is the Son of God, that he is God, and he says that you can do nothing without me, and I am with you even to the end of the age. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are mine. I have paid for you with the blood, my blood. Therefore, go and teach others. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Great God, our Father in heaven, we give you praise. We love you, Lord. Sometimes, Father, maybe that we don't show it. But Lord God Almighty, we know that you love us so much that you gave your Son for us. And we praise you and thank you, Father. Great God, there are many around this world who are this particular time of season, of thinking on your name. We pray that you will be with them, as you have said, other sheep I have not of this fold. Great God, be with them, guide them, inspire them, encourage them. And we know, Heavenly Father, as your word teach, that you have not forsaken your children. And you are going to return, and we shall be with you. So, great God, we give you the glory and praise, and thank you for your blessings. And we ask all things in the name and by the authority of the one who makes it possible, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who sits at your right hand. Amen.